His name is John Skelly, and he looks amazingly like Buster Keaton, in a sense. And he is starring in a show that is now appearing in Chicago, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's at the Niederlander Theater, which is at 24 West Randolph downtown. It is nice to meet you, John. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me about, because I went to your website, and you really do, and we'll talk about Harry Potter in a moment, but you really do look like the late, great Buster Keaton. And who would even think about Buster Keaton in 2024?
Yeah, I've always kind of, I've loved comedy and physical comedy for a long time, and my wife is an actor as well as a photographer, so she took a picture of me. She had a little bowler hat lying around, and so we did that, and I just made my sad face that I do, and kind of looks like Buster Keaton. So
you're not going to hang from any buildings anytime soon, are you? We've got a lot of skyscrapers here.
Yeah, well, there's a, you know, I think I do enough stunts in the show that, you know, I don't have to do any skyscraper hanging.
Okay, let's talk about the show. So if you have seen, and probably you have, any of the Harry Potter movies, this is not that. This is, and you'll have to explain to me what that story is, but this is an all new story, as I understand it. And Harry Potter is now all grown up. And Harry, you've got your own kids, huh?
That's right, yeah. Our story picks up right where the books ended. If you've read the books, the final chapter of the last book is an epilogue where we see Harry and Ginny married and grown up, Ron and Hermione, and they're taking their kids to Platform 9 and 3/4 to see them off to Hogwarts. And that is right where our story picks up. Harry is taking his son Albus to Hogwarts, and Albus is nervous about what house he's going to be sorted into. Is he going to be, is he going to have friends? And adventure ensues, of course. And we sort of see, you know, the story is about what it's like for, you know, these heroes to have grown up and to struggle to be adults, and what it's like for the kids to have these famous parents and that struggle. And you know, there's a ton of magic, a ton of adventure, some darkness around the corner, all the things that you'd expect from a Harry Potter story.
Except it's easier to do, I suspect, or at least get away with doing that magic in film, certainly writing about it in a book, but to do it on stage. So tell me a little bit, of course you will not give anything away, but about the magic that happens throughout the show.
Yeah, I mean, it is truly fantastic, and it's so I started with the show in 2018. I was first an understudy on Broadway, and I remember going to see the play, and I couldn't quite fathom what was happening on stage. Things would happen, and it felt like my guts would drop out of my body because I was just so it was thrilling. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get to do this. I'm going to get to learn how to do this. And so we have an incredible team, Jamie Harrison and Chris Fisher, and who designed these illusions. And there's just, I mean, there's so many people who have helped to kind of create what you're seeing on stage. And the amazing thing is you're seeing it live in front of your eyes. So it's not CGI. It's not, you know, anything animated or computer graphics, something like that. You're seeing things happening with real people right in front of your eyes. And that, I think, is the most exciting part about it.
Now, from your perspective as an actor, is there a lot of physicality, not only in your role, but a lot of the other roles, because of what goes on stage, which is pretty awesome, as I understand it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of physicality. I mean, I'm running around. I'm sweating. You know, thank goodness I've got, you know, three different shirts that I get to wear. And,
Have you ever counted, this is a crazy question, have you ever counted your steps on stage throughout the show? I bet you do a lot, not counting any.
I bet I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never counted. I've got my Apple Watch, but I can't really wear it on stage as Harry. That would be some muggle technology that I wouldn't have. So I've never actually gotten the step count, but I would be really curious to know because I'm going up and down stairs, running around. Yeah, it's a workout for sure.
Now, it's a family show, and people do come dressed up in all sorts of different ways with Harry Potter stuff on and all that. There are people that Harry Potter's like a religion. What is the magical attraction to this? What's the Harry Potter draw?
Boy, yeah. I mean, I think there's something indelible about the characters that we've fallen in love with them, and they've kind of grown up with us. If you were, around my age when the books came out, I actually came to them late. I didn't actually read the books until I got this job. I know so many of my friends who were about the same age as Harry and Hermione and Ron growing up, and they were growing up in the same way the characters were. And so now those same kids who read those books are now adults, perhaps with kids of their own, and they get to introduce their kids to the stories and the characters. And I think there's something really, really exciting about getting to see these characters grown up like a lot of the fans are now. And it crosses generations in that way. And I mean, that's, I think, the really exciting thing about doing the play is you come out after doing the show and you see kids who are dressed up and excited and hopefully are getting introduced to live theater, maybe for the first time. And what an exciting thing that is. And to be able to bring that to people is really, really joyous.
Okay, before I let you run, just between us, tell me one thing that people can watch for in the show that maybe they otherwise wouldn't watch for if they didn't hear this conversation.
Oh, boy. That's a hard one because I can't give anything away.
Must be something magical, well, I suppose.
Yes. Well, I guess I would say, let's see. I mean, I would say my favorite part of doing the show is when the two kids and by two kids, I mean Albus, who is Harry's son, and Scorpius, who is his best friend, who is Draco's son, they get into a little hijinks and they take some polyjuice potion and they transform into Harry and Ron, which means that I get to portray one of the kids for a little while, and that is the most exciting part of the show for me because it's totally getting to do something, totally off the wall, totally opposite of who Harry is. If I were to say, if you're going to watch for something, just watch for that because it's really fun and exciting.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's The Cursed Child. I don't know. Harry Potter and The Cursed Child. It is now playing through February 1st at the Nederlander Theater, 24 West Randolph, downtown. It is a pleasure to meet you and to talk with you. John Skelly, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.